Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
3 years after the Gurwati massacre, Paraguay, testimony of Martina Paredes, sister of murdered peasants. Last June the 12th marked 3 years since the massacre of Paraguayan peasants who were occupying a piece of land in Marinacue, Gurwati, and which resulted in the coup d'etat against Fernando Lugo's administration, followed by the conservative restoration today led by President Horacio Cartes. But at judicial level, the case continues to be delayed. The hearing scheduled for this week was suspended until the end of July. According to a report by the Paraguayan Human Rights Coordination, Marinacue is a case that represents on its own the history of ill-gotten lands in Paraguay. The case is an example of the institutional dynamics of public heritage theft and how the economic and political interests over the territory are connected. The lands in question are 2,000 hectares claimed by the peasants who had belonged to La Industrial Paraguaya Company, which were then donated to the Paraguayan Navy to establish a base there. The donation was accepted and the land was effectively occupied by a native detachment, which was operational until the end of 1999. Then the land was demarcated. However, the transfer of the property titles never took place due to bureaucratic issues. The report also states, through the intervention and mobilization of a peasant organization, in 2004 the lands were transferred to INDERT, the National Rural Development and Land Institute, and were declared of social interest with agrarian reform purposes. While INDERT was carrying out different proceedings to make the title transfer effective, the company Campos Morumbi S.A., owned by politician and businessman Blas Riquelme, was granted in an unprecedented short amount of time ownership titles. In a fraudulent process, Judge Carlos Goiburu of Gurwati granted Riquelme the rights over the donated lands. The Riquelme family owns approximately 70,000 hectares of lands, among the lands bought to LIPSA and others assigned by the IBR as ill-gotten lands. The massacre took place in a political context of pressure by biotech companies such as Monsanto and mining companies such as Rio Tinto Alcan, which were seeking permits by the Paraguayan state. 15 peasants and one police officer died during the massacre. Martina Paredes lives 4 kilometers from where the events took place. Two of her brothers, Fermín and Luis Agustín, died in the massacre. Real Radio interviewed Paredes, where she denounced the judicial system that criminalizes peasants without evidence of them being responsible for the violence that day.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.